Judges 6 verses 23 and 24. But the Lord said to him, Peace, do not be afraid, you are not going to die. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, The Lord is Peace. To this day it stands in the Ophrah of the Abizrites. In Hebrew, ויאמר לו אדוני, שלום לך, אל תירא, לא תמות. ויבן שם גדעון מזבח לאדוני ויקרא לו אדוני שלום, עד היום הזה עודנו באפרתי אבי העזרי. We see here another name for Jehovah, Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord of Peace. And for us to fully understand what is going on, God is approaching Gideon to be his delegate to yet again free the Israelites. And because of the times, Gideon is very skeptical when the angel of the Lord comes to him, because he is not the strongest man in the area and he's not the firstborn in his family, so he doesn't understand why the angel of God comes to him to deliver him. And also he's a little bit despaired from the situation that is. But when he realizes that the angel of God is real, after the angel performs a miracle, he submits to the Lord's desire. Then the Lord says to him, Peace unto you, don't be afraid, you will not die. So Gideon, struck by the whole experience and the new hope and the magnitude of what he just witnessed in the promise of God, it doesn't carry in its spirit a military option. That is a part of the process, but the bottom line is, I want to bring peace to this land. I want the people to worship me like they need to worship me, and I want the area to be peaceful. And Gideon saw that in the Lord's spirit, and hence he built an altar and called it God Peace, Adonai Shalom. Now, the word Shalom in Hebrew is a word we use often. Basically, there's a common use of the word Shalom, which is hi. It's a greeting. Hebrew people in Israel greet themselves. It's the first thing. But in Hebrew, it stands for peace. So it's not really hi, it's peace. It's a blessing of peace unto you. And the word Shalom is a very powerful word for the Israelites and the Hebrew people, because it encompasses a lot of promise to times of prosperity, to times of unity, to times of just an undisturbed flow of existence without strife. It is no coincidence that they say Shalom to each other when they see each other. The word carries a heavy, heavy impact, sometimes overlooked by other people. Again, in Israel, every name has a meaning. Just like the word Jehovah means past, present, future, existence, it has so many layers, the word Shalom means everything you can connect or have a connotation with times of peace and what peace can bring to your land. Whether it's material prosperity, spiritual prosperity, unity, all those things come together in that word. So Gideon here, the altar he builds for God is one of the most significant altars, because he wishes for those times to come.